Welcome to IET Evolve, Everyday Earthing and Energy Wisdom. Today is Sunday, July 27th, 2025, and I am Susan Manowich. Forgive my late recording this morning. Got in quite late last night, or should I say early this morning. We were blessed to take part in a gathering of elders, indigenous wisdom from around the world, elders from around the world, both in science and spirit and ceremony. Took part in prayer, offerings. People from all over the world participated, people from all ages. So just really feeling how incredible it is to have the importance of community and in group prayer, to be in connection with the earth, connection with the sky, the sun, the elementals, and with one another. And this will eventually lead us to our wisdom drop for the day. So I'm feeling deep gratitude, a little tired, but mostly deep gratitude for the experience to take part in such a honorable and beautiful, unique event. So I want to thank everybody who may be listening that I met, but most importantly, just honored to be in that space. So thank you. All right, well, let's get to it. We have a decrease in our solar wind today from yesterday morning's recording. So that's been slowly decreasing. It's still above average. We're at 449 kilometers per second. There was an earthquake. So here what we do is we note anything really that's above a 6.0, because that means that, you know, that's what's called something that's significant. And as you get higher beyond a 6.0, then it becomes more significant. So we had a 6.2, basically south of Tasmania yesterday, Macquarie Island at 1504 UTC. So Mother Earth is definitely doing some shifting in these places. And also, I think what's important to note is this has been quite consistent. So we've had a lot of earthquake activity over, like in the 6 range over the last 30 or so days. So yeah, Mother Earth is going through quite some adjustments right now. There's about 10 sunspot regions. There's more than that, by the way. I just note the ones that seem to be more impactful to our planet. The prediction right now is no major flare alerts at this moment. It's still the same as it has been. There's a prediction of a 40% M class, 5% X class. And, you know, again, what's the reason that we do this? Because there's what is there that, from a scientific standpoint, that says, okay, well, we have a potential of only a 5% chance of an X class. So, you know, then there's going to be something that can come out of the blue, and then you could have an X class flare that comes out, right? And so one of the reasons that I do this is because sometimes we can feel the feeling of this flare coming before science is saying, oh, well, we have a prediction of an X-class flare coming today, or we don't have one. And so that's why we do this. It's like saying, all right, I'm looking at the weather. The weather forecast says it's not going to rain today, so I'm not going to bring my umbrella. And then sure enough, Mother Earth decides, well, you know, we are going to have some rain today, or, you know, maybe there's something else going on why we have rain. But the point is do you or do you not bring your umbrella? So that's why we do what we do. We look at the science, and we try to counterbalance that with what we're feeling and what's happening and going on, to tune in and better synthesize what we feel in our body to what is actually happening and what will happen on the planet. Because that intuitive awareness is one of the things that can save us, one of the things that can help us navigate through this. And again, that's why we do this. All right, getting back to it again. We did have some minor C-class solar flares within the past 24 hours. The most notable one was a C3.4. It does seem there's a little bit more activity like in the past 12 hours. It's doing it to just keep it interesting, but I would say it's not too exciting. So that's what we've got for flare activity. There's, I would say, two little bigger stories of the day for space weather is that we are expecting that G1 geomagnetic storm that is predicted for the day. So basically that means that the KP is going to pop up. The prediction is till about 5, which is still in the minor geomagnetic storm range. So yeah, it means that the Earth is more active. That's the impact from this film and eruption from a couple of days ago. So you could have that stimulation in the field. And, you know, again, some of you may feel that. When it gets really high, one of the things I've noted and that other people note is people seem to be like bumping into each other at that point. a little bit more fender benders. And sometimes people bump into you in the supermarket, you know, so it's like this kind of this lack of situational awareness. At the same time, you know, people seem a little bit unsteady. So, but you know, it's a G1 today. It's not going to be a big rocker, but I would say pay attention to what you may feeling at what point, today that something may shift for you. We are watching a new coronal hole that may be connecting with the Earth in a couple of days. So of course, I will keep you updated on that. And like I said, I think the bigger news today is really the Schumann. There's been consistent elevated activity in the last 24 hours. So when I got up today and started looking at all the readings, I said, ooh, wow, this looks similar than yesterday. And wow, this lasted all day. And it's lasting till almost right now. So we've had prolonged planetary excitability. And so it's across all these different harmonics. It's across the fundamental, the second, the third, and some of these higher harmonics. So you may note, like in the last 24 hours, maybe your heart felt good. Maybe you felt a little lighthearted. Some people will note being more precognitive, a little bit more empathic, greater collective awareness. Now, because I was at this event over the weekend, you know, it was really all about collective awareness. So I'm probably not the best person to be objective in that, because that was an automatic for the space I was in. But maybe some of you, if you weren't in that space this weekend, were feeling that collective. So that can happen during these conditions, this Earth human cosmic coherence, because we have these elevated intensities across these different harmonics. And so at the current moment, the last read on it is there's more activity in those lower amplitudes than the higher. So less white and more activity in the lower. So maybe a good time today to really ground whatever energy, light that came in for you, thoughts, feelings, and intuitions, maybe a good time to ground that today. So please remember to head over to ietevolve.substack.com to comment or share and our wisdom drop for the day. So we know that we're living in a time where there's great movement and great destruction, and there's impending quakes. We have jet streams that are broken. We have pole shifts that are on the docket. We have a waning magnetosphere. We know that there's this movement that's causing this friction, this stimulation, and then there's this release to give way to a new position within ourselves and the world that we live in as well, and even a new position in the cosmos. So most importantly, it gives us the opportunity to have our hearts broken open and to have that openness with one another. Space weather, or shall we say, this planetary shift, can be a great unifier for this collective consciousness. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow.